Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem Tes. We are on Kuf Mem Tes. Sorry, today is Daf Kuf Nun. It's Kuf Nun, right? Today is Kuf Nun. So we're on Kuf Nun. We're on Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. Again, we just repeat. Yesterday, the Mishnah had made a statement. They had made a statement yesterday. I'm losing my place. We quoted the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah had said that Shir Karka Kolshu Matanaso Kayemas. The Shemir left over a little bit of Karka, and that is Matanaso Kayemas. And we said that a Kolshu meant Kidei Parnasaso, and then it had to be Karka. So then we asked, all right, is it really Karka? Maybe it's Matatlin. And we said, oh, every place that Karka is mentioned is really Karka. And we said, yeah. Then we asked on that question. Now we're going to go to the second part. The question of the second part is about Kolshu, right? So the Gemara before said that Rabbi Yosef said that the mashmos of the word kolshehu is something that doesn't have a shiur. There's no limit. So the Gemara asked, "Because hecha the tani kolshehu less than a shiur, is it really true that every time the Mishnayos mentioned kolshehu as the shiur, that means there's no shiur? It's any minimal amount. I'll prove to your case that they use the words kolshehu and they have a shiur that has an amount, right? The Hatznan is a Mishnah in Chulin." Talking about the concept of Reishis HaGeiz. Reishis HaGeiz is the shearings, the first shearings of the sheep, which is one of the Matnos Kahuna. Right? So then is Rav Dosi Omer. Rav Dosi said, Rav Dosi ben Harkinis Omer, Chamesh Machelos Gozizos, Mana Umana Upras, Chayovus Reishis again. You have to have five sheep. Each one of them has to have Mana Umana Upras, which is a Mana and a half, and then they can be Chayov in Reishis HaGeiz. That's the shear. Now, this kosher hen, as long as you can get a little bit of the shearings off, that's sufficient. But we said in the Gemara there, what is the shear of kosher hen? The kama kosher hen, amarav, manu pras. It has to be a manu pras amongst all of these five sheep. But so long as each sheep has, like, it's 20%, percentage wise, it has to have. You can't have that a manu pras have 99% coming from one sheep. And the other 1% coming from the other four. It has to be divided evenly. But you see clear from here, you say the shear of kol shehen, and we have a shear. It doesn't mean any minimal amount. So Gemara says the same way we answered yesterday. Hasam b'dinu lo lisnei kol shehu. There's no reason to write kol shehu. Really, it is, they should have written kol shehu. Why they write kol shehu? But I need to come to the Kama shear rabba, since the Tanakhama that Mishnah wrote this huge shear, so just to contrast that huge shear, Amr iu nami shiur zutzu v'karli kol shehu. The second mandamer in that Mishnah says a smaller shear in contrast to the ratio, which is a big shear, they deemed it to be called a kol shehu, but it's not really a kol shehu. So therefore, every time it does say kol shehu in the Mishnayos, it means a small amount. Here, there's a reason why it says kol shehu, not meaning that there's minimal amount, because it's just in contrast to the ratio. Okay, I don't know why they have. Okay.
So in our Mishnah, in other words, when it says
kolshu,
so it means
kolshu
when it's not
going to be. Because they part of sauces. So, pshita, it's a double pashut. If the guy says amar, if a person says mital taloi, it's going to be the girsa of the Bach, mital taloi leplanya. If my mital talim go to ploni, it's a double pashut that ko mani tashmito kane. Everything, all his kalim, everything that he uses kalim is given over. Levar, except mechiti v'sari, except for his food. His food is not considered kalim. The Yadramah writes, and it's all other types of, not only chitim and sorim, it's anything that kominei mine schoros, that you're not derech to use in the house. I guess if you have certain wares that you sell, you know, someone has, I'm assuming someone has some sort of shop in their house, maybe they have a jewelry shop in their house, that doesn't constitute, it's meaning schoros, it's not used for household items. But it means all matatim of household items, chitim and sorim, are what you use to do business with. The Yad Ramah says that's not included in matatim. However, if the person says, kol mital taloi leplonia, he adds the word kol, because before we just said mital taloi leplonia, now he adds the word kol. All his metaltim go to ploni. So then, afilu chiti v'sari. That would include these divrei schora, because and in kol he's being more inclusive. So that's going to include the next level, and it also includes afilu rechayim ha'elyona. Right? You had the millstone. The millstone has the bottom piece that's really that's sitting on the ground, and you have the top stone that rolls around the top. So that's included in the kol metal taloi. right? Levamer and Chaim Atachtona, but not the bottom part, because that's, yeah, it's not karka, it's not karka, but you don't move that. It's something that's more static, it's more stable, you don't usually move that, it's a pretty heavy piece, it's not meant to be moved from one place to another. But if he says, kol mitaltaloy, I'm getting in the gears of the Bach, kol mitaltaloy the mitaltel, all my mitaltalim that can be moved, that would include Akbil Rechaim Atachtahona Kani. Even the lower piece of the mill would be moved because of the grinding stone, I guess, because that's something that can be moved. He's being told it on what can be moved, not what is moved. This is, since it's not metal, it's not karka, it's not mechuvah the karka, it's just a big heavy stone that's on the ground. So that's going to be included in the sale. Now Gemara asks the next question. Ibai Luhu. They asked the question, Yeshiva, Abda kimekarka'o o kimetatala dami. Are abodim the dinim like karkos or metatala? Before we start, I got to see the Rashbam. Because we all know don't make shavuos on karkos, on abodim. Why? Because abodim are hukshlu karkos. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Abodim are karkos. So you look at the Rashbam, Ibailuhu abda kimetatali, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 14, 15 lines in the wide line, towards the left, it says, Ibailuhu abda kimetatali dami. It's for sure, we know the halacha that legabe shvua, einish voin lakarkos, you don't make shvuas when it comes to avodim, right? And also, bekinin, bekesef, b'shtar b'chazaka. Just like a karka is nicknames, bekesef, b'shtar b'chazaka, so too, that's the method that you kone an eved. So, what's going to be the kol mili de oraisa, din mekarki yesh lehem, from the gudei shavu, vihit nachlach tem. It's Dina de Oraisa, it's clear that Avadim are Hukshu Likarkos. So what's the Shaila in the Gemara here? The Shaila Gemara here is the Lashon of Bnei Adam. When people sell things, what's included in your Lashonos? Going back to the Mocher Sabai's Parakim. About the Indian Lashon Bnei Adam, Mikrohu Metatli, it could be called Metatli. The Yeshna Michal Matnos Metatli, Shrei Metatli Hu Olo. Because when you sell Metatli, do you mean that you're selling what the Torah defines as Metatli, or you're selling things that move? It is a movable object. It has to din in certain aspects, like a karkos. But when it talks about lashon bnei adam, when you're selling all my movables, maybe that includes avadim, because they are movable. They have legs and they move. Some say they're actually gojros. We had that in the third parak that they about having a chazaka on gojros, things that move. Maybe they're not considered gimel shanim because you have a reason why they walk. So they have these things walk. So that's the question of the Gemara. Yes, we know that Avodim hooks to the karkos, but when it comes to Lashon Bnei Adam, are they included in movable objects or non-movable objects? So, Ibai Luhu, Abdu Kimikarko, O Kimitatli Dami. Amalei Rabacha, Bereid, Rabavi, Rabashi, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa that we had in Lav Samaches. Right? Hamocher es Eir. We had one of these cases where a guy owned the city. Right? He owned the whole city. And now he's selling the city. Hamocher es Eir. Machar batim sichinum oros. He sold the houses and the pits and the caves that are used to gather the water, right? U merchatzos, and also the bathhouses. U beis habadim, and the olive presses. U beis hashilchim, and these are those were the gardens, I guess, that surrounded the city, right? But that's what he sold, because those things are considered karka. Avalo as a metalklin, but he doesn't sell the metalklin that Bryce says. But then the Bryce continues, Bizman Sha'amar, but if the Mocher says to the Lokeach that he's selling him the city, he ve komasha besocha, and everything that's in the city, so he's adding now metalklin, afilu hayuba behema obadim, hare kulim muchurin. Even if there were animals or slaves in that city, then they're all considered sold. So Mara says, What's the Bryce talking about? Iyamark Bishlam up Kimitatla dummy. If Avadim and Lashamay Adam are considered Metatlin, Mishim Hachilom is Dabim Beresha. That's why they're not included in the Resha. The Resha only listed things that people view as karkos. So therefore, in the Resha they're not sold. But in the Sefer, when he asks, Kol Masha Betocha, then they're sold. Ela Iyamark Kimir Karka dummy. If you're going to say that the Avadim are next of La Karka, Amaylom is one. Why weren't they sold originally? Why only if he says, Kol Masha Besocha, does that include Avadim? So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Elamai, Kimetatl Dami, you're telling me that Avadim are like Metatlim? So look at the Lashon of the Brisa. Maya Filu. What is the word? It says, Kiv, Kol Masha Besocha, Afilu Avadim. If Avadim are like Metatlim, what do you need the word Afilu for? It's Pashat. Right? Elamai, can metalkli dummy? Maya filu. What does the lashon of a filu mean? So the Gemara answers, no. So what's the case? So what's going on here? Ela ma is l'chalameimar. What can you say? Shani metalkla denayed, mi metalkla lino nayed. There's a difference, there's a clear difference of from metalklim that walk by themselves, like avodim and behema, and metalklim that don't walk. Sorry, I skipped? No? Okay. Metalkla denayed, mi metalkla lino nayed. And the metalklim don't work. Don't walk. So too, I feel tame.
So in other words, he's saying it's
special type metalklim because it can move by itself. So feel tame. Kivikarke. So shani mekarke deny mekarke lo night also. So too, in lashon bnei adam, they make a distinction between karka minayid and karka lo minayid. Mean they make a difference between actual karka and avadim, which move.
So
right, karka demyan. Okay, so this big. So the Ritva brings down the shaila. What about the following case? I'll read the Ritva inside. V'heicha de'ama mikarkai u'mitaltilai. Let's say a guy says, "I'm selling my karkos and my mitaltilin to you, avodim included." So you think, "Yeah, mimarushach. What's the difference? It's one or the other. You're covered." So he says, "Yesh omim she'avodim bichlal mimarushach," like you just said. But then he quotes the Ritva quotes umori harav. How you mistapik b'davar? He says maybe not. The Dilma Kavan denied ain't nikru lomer karki lomer talatli. Maybe it's not called either. Maybe it's called abadim in lashon b'nei adam. Hilkach lo kana ad sheyamar nechasai all my nechasim. Then it's all definitely included. Because I mean, come on, abda ikri nechasim abadim or ikri nechasim. So the Ritva has an interesting suffix in the Ritva as to whether or not if you try to what language would include it all. Okay. A separate category.
Even if it's karka, even if it's
metalkal,
whatever it is.
It's karka denied. So the words going to try to bring another riot from the mission that we saw yesterday. Amal Ravina Ravashi Toshma in Peya. Kosev kol nechasev la'avdo. Guy writes a star where he gives all his nechasim to his Eved. Right? And so the Eved's included in there. So Yotze ben Chorin. He goes free because he didn't leave anything over. It includes the Eved. Eved gets himself and all the property. Sheer karka kosu, but if he left over just a minimal amount of karka, meaning he says kol nechasim chus mikarka kosu is koner to you. So the din is lo yotze bnei chorin. Eved doesn't go free because maybe the kavana of the adam when he says chus mikarka is that he's leaving over the eved. He's just not being nice. I don't know, but the lashon, in order for a kinyan to work, and the same thing with a contract, it has to follow certain rules. If it didn't follow the rules, and the language is not sufficient, it's null. It doesn't work. So it wouldn't work. So lo yatsa ben chorin. So he's not a ben chorin because kol mashikana abdo kana rabdo. And since he never went free, everything else that the eved was trying to be nikna goes to the adam. That's what the chum say. But Rav Shimon says, "La'olam hu bechorin." He always goes free. Actually, Yomer kol nechasai nesunin the ploni, unless he says all my nechasim are given to ploni adi chutz me'echad aribo shemehen. But he doesn't specify. He says except for this one little portion. He doesn't specify which chelik of his property he leaves over. So then maybe there he had kavana to leave over the slave. So Shailan said, but "What about if he says kol nechasai knuyin la'avdi?" Chutz midas shulchan. Then it's clear, right? Then it's clear that it's not leaving over the eved. The eved's included, so they say that in that case it may be that he would go free, except for that, and won't not get that shulchan. However, what goes on here? Lamar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Amar Balazim, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef says, Asu mitatlin shir etzel eved, lo asu mitatlin shir etzeksuva. When it comes to a slave, if the Shtamar Tana says that he's Mishayer mitatlin, then he goes free. Then he wouldn't go free. It's lav dafka leaving over karka. Even if he left over metalklim, he wouldn't go free. However, when it comes to the ksuba, meaning a person who's makne kol nechasim lebanov, he's makne all his nechasim to his son, the kasuv lo metalklim kol shem, and he says to her, "I'm giving you over a little bit of metalklim." So she is not. That's not considered a shiur. We had this a few weeks ago. That's not considered a shiur where she's now mocheles to be go with the ksuba from the other property. If he gives her karka, she's mocheles the ksuba. If he gives her metatlim, she's not going with the ksuba. But omeli rabbal Rav Nachman, my taima, why do you have the chilik by a vadim to ksuba, whereby a vadim metatlim would consider it enough of a withholding that he wouldn't go free, but Beksuba, it's not considered enough of a shiur, and therefore she's not mocheles. Avdam metaltulahu, avadim are considered metaltulim, umetaltulah lemetaltulah habi shiur. But avadim are metaltulim, and metaltulim is a shiur. What's the difference? Maybe it's kavana. Avadim are karko, if he leaves over metaltulin, maybe he's left over the eved. But when it comes to ksuba, uksuba's isha mekarka hu umetatlin mekarka lo habishir. A ksuba of a woman, she's a somechas on karka, only on immovables. So if you leave over metatlin and you leave over an eved, that's not enough. So you see from here what? Lashon bnei adam, they consider the avadim to be like metatlin. So therefore, if you would leave over metatlin, that's not considered a shiur. Fine. So you see from here, from Rav Nachman, that avadim are like metatlin, and that's how you should answer the perish of the subject of the Gemara. It's interesting. So now, according to this Gemara, midinda rice avadim are hukshula karkos, right? They have dinim of karkos, but they're still metatlin. Maybe that's how you say it. Fine. Amud Beis. The Gemara answers says no, that's not a raya. Not a raya over there. So Rav Ashi says back to the Ravina, we don't have to answer the whole thing by the ksuba. We don't have to answer that usum metaltlim shiraitzel eved because avadim are next to the metaltlim. Maybe avadim are like karkos. V'anan, meaning the second case with the woman, v'anan mishum delav kuz. Sorry, by the we say that the problem with the star matana has nothing to do when you give the matana to the eved. Has nothing to do with whether it's makarka or metaltlin. The problem is when you give a star shichur, same way when you give a get, you have to make a complete separation. If I don't make a complete separation, I said to the eved, I'm giving you everything except for this. I'm holding back something. That's not kruz gita. It's not a complete separation, right? The eved has to have a complete separation with the shtar. The shtar cannot have language in it where the owner retains certain bailus. If you're giving a shtar shichur, it has to be a complete shtar shichur. Here, what's a shtar shichur? Everything's coming to you except. So it's not a complete separation, because the shtar itself doesn't provide a complete separation. The shtar itself provides that the owner is maintaining certain things. That's not considered a krus gita. So therefore, it won't make a matter whether it's avadim, metaltlim. The reason why we're there, because it's not complete separation. So you can't prove from there that avadim are like metaltlim, avadim like karkos. We have no raya. So look at the Rashbam. The anan mishum lav krus gita mas nisinli. Eved gomra lola mi'isha. It's gzeir shalom from isha. The ve'ina get krisus. The kevin the yesh lebal ha'eved zuchus b'shtar shakosis bo. So since the owner has a zuchus in the shtar, because he left over, right, that he wrote, Shashir Karkul Matadl Ma'atzmo, because he leaves over something for himself, Lo Hikne Lo Hashtar Lagamri. Therefore, he's not being mocked in the star completely to the Eved. So it's not a kruskita, it's not a complete separation. Shagam Zechus Ha'adon Kosovo, because within the writing of the star, there's Zechuyos for the Adon. Hilkak Lo Karina Bey Get Krisus, Ke'enze Pirish Ben Chananam Rabosai Shablo Tir. I don't know what that is. So that's what he says. That's the issue over there. It's not a question of whether avadim hukshul karkos, avadim hukshul metatlim. Stam, it's an issue with the get shichur, that there's not complete separation because the bialim still maintains an ownership interest in that star because he left over something for himself.
If he freed him without giving him anything, he's free.
Yeah, because he didn't leave anything open.
No, if he freed him, stop. Right.
You're free with the star. Yeah, because
he frees him and he gives him everything.
Because look, you're looking general. Look at what he's freeing him with. He's freeing with the star. In order to free with the star, it has to be a complete separation. This star does not provide a complete separation. The words of the star itself, the owner still is maintaining rights within the star. It's like being Moshe if he's Goreya. That's your problem.
Just freed him stam without giving him anything. He's free.
Yeah.
Because
if you free him, but that's the problem. He's retaining ownership in the star. Yeah, because he's retaining ownership in the star. Look, he's not losing. He's not making a complete separation there. If I give you an evet, here's a star. The star says, you have to prove it if the star. The star says you're free. What rights do I have in that star? I'm the owner. You're the evet. You're free. Okay. I'm the owner. You're free except for. That's what it says in the star. So that means I'm maintaining something, as Rashbam is saying. So that star is invalid. You wanted to free him, so go do another star and make him, and free him with the. That star is an invalid contract. No, because you could be part of it, number one. Number two, the star has to be clear. That's the Xeris Akasov of Kruskita. You can't retain any ownership. You can't have anything over. If I divorce my wife, someone divorces their wife and says she's divorced, you're done. You're divorced except that I except for. You're not divorced because it's not a complete separation. The star says that I'm maintaining something. The star has to be clear.
Except.
May include him.
So
well, I don't know. So you have to ask the beis din. You have to say the beis din. If it's two staros, then it's two staros. Here it's.
No,
then,
it's in the same star.
Then it's one star. My guess would be, according to Rashbam, no. The star, he says, clearly Rashbam says, the cave under Yesh Lavala Ebed's Chus Bistar Shakosibo, Shashir Karka Matatu Laatmo, Lo Hikna Lo Ashtar Lagamre. The star does not provide complete kinyan to the Ebed, and that's not considered Kruskita, and it doesn't work. There are certain rules and regulations, even Bisman has said, when you do a contract, there are certain rules and regulations that the contract has to follow. If the contract doesn't follow those rules, here you had to have a complete separation, the contract is void. It's null and void. You want to free the Ebed? Do it the right way. Do it the right way. Free him. And say all my cocker belongs to you. Or don't say anything. Do it the right way. It's not so hard. Hire a lawyer. Pay $460 an hour or more. Hire a lawyer and do the contract the right way.
But by the way, he said, give someone a star, your wife a get. And in the get, as an addendum, you say, by the way, you get 99% of my car. But that's allowed, right? That wouldn't be so sad the get.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know the halachas there. Maybe it's not. Maybe the get has to simply say that you're completely separated.
You can't give her a gift.
That's not a get, maybe. I don't know. Because the rules of a get are the rules of a get that you cannot retain, that's what the Rashbam says, you cannot retain any ownerships written in the star. The star has to provide complete separation. You, the owner, cannot have any rights left over in the star. It's not a complete separation. Otherwise, the star does not provide for complete separation. Look at the words of the star. Construct the star. The star has to be clear. Amar Rav Nachman. Rabbi says the name of Nachman. Chamisha, there are five cases, right? The five cases, ad sheyichtavu kol nichseihem, the five cases where it makes a difference whether you write kol nichseihem or not, right? The five times where a guy gives a matana, and there's a chiluk whether he gives all his nechasim or if he leaves over a certain portion for himself, right? What are they? Shchiv Mira, Abdo, Ishto, Banav, and Mavrachas. Go through each of the cases, we've seen a bunch of them already. Shchiv Meira is our Mishnah that we've been talking about. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Shchiv Meira shekasa kol nechasa v'lachayim, Shchiv Meira writes all his nechasa to somebody else, v'shir karka la'atzmo, if he leaves over a little portion for himself, and we said shir could very well be a very, very small amount, right, shir karka kol shehu, matanoso kayem. So if he gets better, it's still the matana of the other portions, it's still valid matana. But, lo shir karka kol shehu, if he doesn't leave over anything, then, if he gets better, a matanoso kayem. Then there's no matana. It all goes back to the one who was a Shchiv Meira. Who was clear a chilik whether he's do all matatlin or not. Abdo, was the same thing with Evet. It's not the Mishnah we didn't pay that we've been quoting. Kosev kol nechasev la'abdo. If he writes all of my nechasim go to my Evet, then yatzeh beichorin. He goes free and he gets everything as well. Shier, but if he leaves over, meaning he says karka koshu, shier karka koshu, lo yatzeh ben chorin. The chilik, Evet doesn't go free because maybe what he left over is the Evet. Next case, Ishto. What's the case of the Ishto? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Kosev kol nechasav l'Ishto. Person writes, all my nechasim belong to my wife. What happens? Lo asa el apotropa. He only makes her an apotropos. If he writes all my nechasim except, then it was clear he wanted her to have the nechasim. But we say the Unbim Das, when he gives all the nechasim to, which I still don't understand, but we say all the nechasim belong to my wife, then really he just wanted to give the wife respect. Have the sons respect the wife, and she's only making her an apotropos. That was the halacha we saw.
Here's the opposite.
There's no get here. It's not a get. He's giving a star matana here. That rule that we told you about was by get, because it says kasala sefer krisus, has to be completely separated. Banav, what's the case of banav? The Tanan and the Mishnah, I guess it's in Pei also. Person is kosev ashtar, in the star he writes kosev kol nechasav lebanav. He writes all of my nechasim belong to my sons. The kosev leishter kolshehu, and he leaves over a little bit of a karka to his wife. So then ibda ksuvasa, she's no longer able to be gova the ksuva. I think it means she can't be gova the ksuva from these nechasim anymore. Meaning she gives up her rights, she gives up her lien on the ksuva because she's so mechas, I guess, on the little portion that so this on kuflam base. She gives up that, she gives up the, because she got the karka. But if he doesn't leave over anything, but if he so it would be the case the other way around. But if he was shir aksimo karka kolshu, that right, if he doesn't give everything away, meaning he gives 99% to his sons and to the wife, but he leaves over the 1% for himself. So we learned over there was that the same way she's somechdas on that 1%, she's somechdas on all the other 99%, and therefore she's not ibduk suvasa. That was the halach we learned. That was on the kuf lamid beis, right? Yeah, kuf lamid beis. What's the last case? The last case is mavrachas. What's the case of a mavrachas? Look at the Rashbam. He explains what a mavrachas is. So mavrachas is, you see the Rashbam? Okay. So mavrachas is klomar isha almana. You have a widow, right? She yesh lo nechasim. She has a lot of property. She's a wealthy widow. V'dayta li nasein. She wants to get married. V'rotzel havriach nechasel. It's more like a prenup. V'rotzel havriach nechasel mivayla shlo yezakai ben nechasel imtis almen otis garish yachzul lo nechasel. She doesn't want her husband, her second husband, to, you know, to get the property. And so if, I guess if she dies or they get divorced, then the nechasim go back to her. I think this is a, you know, it's a prenuptial agreement, basically. So how to keep the property out of the hands of the second husband. He actually it only applies to a second husband. It doesn't apply to a first husband, I guess. I don't know what the rule is, right? The im lo hotziyasa reishusa kodim nisuin. If she doesn't keep it out of the husband's hands prior to nisuin, yiska behen baal, then the husband gets it. Darmin b'ksuvos, what does she have to do? Tzricha shetichto kol nechasel achar stam. She has to write some sort of shtar where she says, all my property, it's almost like a trust, she has to put it in trust to somebody else, all my property has to go to this third party. So kevan de lo shayara mide, so long as she doesn't leave over anything for himself, and sahadi, we see the lo nisna la lezeh el b'shil sarotli nase. The only reason why she gave it over to this third party, to this trustee, was because she wants to get married. When she wants it back, I'll have to give it back to her. About im shayara kolshehu, if she left over a little bit for herself, then kana hamakabel matana, then the third party trustee is not a trustee anymore. he's received the gift. He received the gift. Below yachzuru la kol nechasim alamis, and she'll never get the nechasim back. Rashbam continues. Bezeh hadavar ein akasu b'gemara kach. That's how it's written in the Gemara. El michalas shemin alei. He's going to say who goes through how we learn it out. But that makes again. That's another difference. Mavrechas the amar mar. The Amar Mar, Mavrachas Tzricha Shetiftav Kol Nechaseh. In order for this Mavracha to work, in order to create this pre-nuptial trust, and that she'll get the money back, it would have to be that she gives all the money over to that third party. It doesn't say that. I don't know.
I would think someone who has $1 million of real estate would hire someone to make it, the wording just so that she keeps everything.
Well, she does keep everything here. She keeps everything. When she wants it, she gets it back. But if she doesn't say everything, the halacha is that it's the umdundas is that she's just giving matana. We only say that she's trying to keep it away from her husband when she gives away everything. Let's say they did. The Gemara is giving the rule. You have the same problem in all these for the entire parak. You don't like the umdundas. You don't like umdundas. This is the rules. These are the rules. And that, you know what? That the smart lawyer writes the contract based on these rules. But let's say there's always a default. There's always a default provision and how it works. Let's say there is no, there is none. Let's say she wasn't a smart woman. Let's say she was not a smart woman who just happened to be lucky to be Yoresh. It's a ton of things. You see that all the time in this neighborhood. People are plenty, not so smart. They got plenty of money. So what's the rules? These are the rules.
Well, she's smart. Maybe
the lawyer's smart. No comment. Ubekulo. In all these cases, the question is whether it has to be karka. Let's say you left over metalklin in these cases. The kulo metalklin havishir. A metalklin would be considered left over also. Even if you left over metalklin, it would be matonikim mixlas. Levar, except miksuva. Except for case number three. No, case number four. guy was kosei kol nechasa labana because of the ishtar karka, then ibduk subasa, case number four, there, if he leaves it over with metalpilin, that's not considered a shiur, and she would still be.
She didn't give up her rights.
Property
still was.
Correct. There, the shear has to be dafka karka. Because the Chachamim said, made the takana that the woman should be gova her ksuba from karkos, but mitatli lo tikin rabbanan. They did not make that she be gova from mitatlim. Therefore, if the husband left over mitatlim for herself, since she didn't leave over any, she would still lose her.
No, she would not lose. As long as they didn't leave over karka.
If he left over metalatim but didn't leave over any karka,
right,
she loses the ksuba because.
Amemar Amar,
he's now going to bring a case. Where even if he left over metatlin, it's considered a shiur, left over for ksuba. Amema amar, metatloi diksive biksuba, the isnuba enayu have a shiur. If in the ksuba, the Baal had listed certain metatlin that she could be kova from, and he leaves over those, then that's considered a shiur, and there she would be able to collect from that metatlin, but she would forego the rest of the ksuba, because those metatlin were specifically listed, And that's what he leaves over. So continue. Okay. So now Gemara is going to bring a bunch of halachas. A guy says nechasai leploni, right? What is considered nechasim? The guy just says nechasai leploni. We sort of mentioned this in the beginning. The guy says amar nechasai leplonia. Then Shrivera says my nechasim go to ploni. Also can you also say with the guy who makes a kinyan suda or a bari makes a kinyan. And he says, Nechasai leploni. My Nechasai go leploni. What's included? Ad de ikri nichsai. Avadim are included. The Tanaim, the Mishnah says, Hakosev kol nechasav la'avdo, yotza ben chorin. If you write all your Nechasim to your slave, you go ben chorin. Nechasim includes the Eved, because if you weren't including the Eved, he wouldn't go free. So Nechasai includes Eved. Ara ikri nichsai. Even karkos are called nechasim, the tnan, because we have the Mishnah in Kiddushin that says, nechasim sheyesh lein achrayas, nechasim that have a chrayas, which is what's that? That's karkos, right? Nechasim sheyesh lein achrayas, nikni mikesem shtar v'chazaka. You see, the karkos are included in the word nechasim. Glima ikri nechasi, and then that means clothing, right? Like a cloak. Glima ikri nechasim, the tnan, v'u, nechasim sheyein lein achrayas, which is metaltalin, ein nikrin el b'mishicha. You have to make a kinyan mashiach on them. But they define the words with nechasim. So you see, metalton are also considered nechasim. Zuzei ikri nechse, even money, even coins, I guess, are considered nechasim. The tnan, because it says over there, u'she'en lehen achrayis, meaning netaltlim, nicknam im nechasim she'esh lehen achrayis, netaltlim can be, the kinyan agam, can be nicknam with karkos, the kesef u'bishtar u'bichazaka, the kesef shar chazaka. And, right, because once the lokeach is koneh the karka, one of the three ways, then the metaltalim are koneh with it. That's a kinyan agav, and even money, even maos, are part of that. How do we know that? That the Mishnah is talking about maos. Kiha from the following ma'isa. Kiha the Rav Papa havele treisa alpa zuzi. Rav Papa had 12,000 zuz that were mufkad by a third party bechozoi who lived in bechozoi, and since through case was he wanted to get the money back. So the people who had the Pekadim didn't want to bring it because they're responsible until he gets it. So how does Rav get the money back? He wasn't going there. They weren't coming here. But but what happened was that Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was going back and forth. So Rav Papa wanted to be Kone these metaltalin to these coins to Rav Shmuel and then he would bring them back. This way the Nifgad would be willing to part with them because he wouldn't be liable. So what does he do? Achnehi Nila, the Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, he was kone them to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, Agav Asefa de Besa, on the Kinyan, Agav with his house. I guess he was kone the house, and Agav that part of the house, he was kone the coins. He also, Napik Le'api Atavach, and when Rav Shmuel came out, so Rav Papa, I guess, was so excited that he got his money back, so he went to greet them Atavach, all the way out there. But you see that the Kinyan Agav worked even with the coins. So you see clearly, and we said, so Kinyan Agav works with the coins. The Mishnah says that metaltalin can be, she'ein lehen achrayis, you can make a Kinyan Agav with metaltalin on karkos. If it worked by coins, then the coins are included in the definition of metaltalin. So that would include that also. Shtarei ikrei nechasai. Shtaris are also called nechasim. The Amar Rabbi Rav Yitzchak, they shtaris him. There are two ways to write a star, right? About, I guess, on the two shtaros, right? If he says, Amar zechu besada zelaploni, the kiss below is hashtar, choze b'shtar, v'eino choze b'shtar. You know what, we'll stop here. This goes a little, this continues a little further with shtaros. So we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll pick up tomorrow, I'll be here. Alright, have a good day.